This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
WEEI Afternoons, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Buffalo Wild Wings across the street from Lambeau Field. Day two of the NFL Draft.
Our friends from last night, all our Wisconsin friends that Eva and her whole family that we got to hang out with last night, they're all here hanging out, supporting us, behind us.
A little more.
Oh, I know Eva.
Yeah.
It's
you know Eva? Fitzy.
Okay. Everybody knows
everybody
Eva.
Everybody knows Eva.
No, a little bit bigger crowd behind us tonight, I give the Green Bay residents credit and some of the fans that have come in for the draft that it's not the, you know, we have people in blankets and people wrapped up and with hats on, but they're getting out. They're showing out. They're going to come out, and for good reason. There's a lot of action left to be had. You know, you think of the NFL draft as round one, and then, like, it just, oh, it's done. Well, not really. There's actually way more picks left to be made. Two rounds tonight, three picks tonight for the Patriots. They pick 38, 69, and 77. And those are all, like, potential starters. In your world of hope and foundational classes, and, you know, some of those you point to for Parcells and other people that have put together. Belichick had a few of them where you get three, four, five contributors out of one class. If you're going to get that, in all likelihood, a couple of those guys are coming tonight.
And, Andy, this is where they say the sweet spot of the draft, rounds two through four. And the Patriots have three picks in those rounds. And, you know, if you can come away with two starters, two of the three picks, you know, are starters, and the third is a you know, significant contributor, then you're doing pretty good, right? And it happens. I mean, the Patriots have had drafts where they've had, you know, five of their top eight guys have been starters or contributors. It doesn't happen very often, but or at least three or four. So just kind of hitting on your draft is the hope, because it builds a foundation. This team hasn't had, like, a group of core players that you could really identify for a long time now.
And I think, Fitzy, with the questions about Campbell, as much as we like him, don't like him, whatever, with the questions, where's he going to end up, how good he's going to be, when you look back on it in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, if you see Campbell, oh, yeah, he's a good starting guard for them, and then you see, oh, and they got that receiver in the second round who's a 80-catch guy. In a weird way, that almost softens the blow if he's not a franchise left tackle, if that makes any sense.
It does. If the rest of the draft is full of doubles, gap doubles, maybe a home run or two, then we'll look at the class on the whole and say, hey, that was a great – Mike Vrabel's first draft was awesome. I had my doubts about the first pick, but he's with the team and he's kicking ass. It's not a tackle. Okay. But, man, Luther Burden or Jalen Noel or Travion Henderson or Caleb Johnson is an awesome running back, and I sure love Devin Zaraku or whoever else. Ozzie Trapio turned into another great tackle. Like, we've built a new line, and there's great lineage and history here. That's great, because we look at last year's and we go, well, we got May – and that's that.
Right.
So far.
Before we get into our hopes and predictions for tonight and those three picks and positions and guys, I did want to just take a quick look at a couple of notable sort of spots in the first round. Obviously, Travis Hunter, star, probably the best player in the draft, plays both ways. I really liked the way the GM from Jacksonville talked about it. Kind of said, well, he's worth a first-round pick as a wide receiver, and he's worth a first-round pick as a cornerback, so I traded a pick to move up, and if I use two first-round picks on him. Also, and I'm drawing a blank on his name, the young kid from Jacksonville, but he comes from the Rams world where they're fine trading away first-round picks if you get the right talent in return. They went to Super Bowls without first-round
picks. He even said last night, Andy, he said, I'm familiar with the blank them picks mentality.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Love it. I love it. He's a guy.
He looks like he's 12.
Yeah, and he was mocked when he got the job in the press conference because everybody looked at it. He looks and sounds like he's 12. Last night, he looked and sounded like Mike Vrabel. He did something he believed in, and then he went out there and he kind of puffed his chest.
Strong
and said,
convictions about it. Yeah,
I believe in it.
Yeah,
and I think that's great for that organization. Now we'll see if it works out and where it goes. Giardi referenced earlier. Was there a little ownership level business? We need some attention and
probably
star
so.
Power.
That, probably so.
And that's fine. That's part of the.
They're trying to be a brand in London.
Right. That's part of the world. They are in business. So a couple picks of notable names, Fitzy. That one I don't like, and one I really like. So. Tyler Warren goes to the Colts. I hate it because their Richardson situation at quarterback, they don't have a quarterback that can take advantage of Tyler Warren, and I just worry that it's going to take him now 2 or 3 years till the next quarterback. Because I think if he got with the right quarterback, he could have come in and had 80 catches this year for 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns, and we're raving about him. I actually think he's a guy that's going to labor a little bit in Indianapolis. The flip side,
I was a little surprised that he was the second tight end taken off the board.
A little bit, and there were people, Fitzy, you were on this train that the divide between Loveland and Warren isn't really that great, and clearly the Bears thought Loveland was the better player, and we'll see if that plays out. But the draft pick for the Chargers, Omarion Hampton, the running back.
Home run.
Absolutely. Like, the way they're pairing it, we've talked about situation, especially for running backs. Oh, you mean a team that has a Pro Bowl left tackle and took a tackle in the top 10 last year in Joe Alt and has a franchise quarterback? Oh, and had one of the best rookie wide receivers last year? That's the perfect place for him to hit the ground. Like, he could be a 1,000-yard impact running back with Justin Herbert in that offense.
Yeah, yeah, and guys, there are a couple of people have been reporting, Jordan Schultz for Fox, that several teams in the high 30s and 40s have been trying to aggressively move up to 33, 34, 35. So there must be a couple of players. I bet Ezeraku's one of them. Perhaps Mike Green, character concerns with standing. Yeah. Maybe one or two of the wide receivers. So a team like the Chargers, we'll say. Now, they pick in the 50s. But they eschewed going for pass rusher now that they lost Joey Bosa in favor of the running back that they couldn't pass up the chance to get because, like you said, Andy, the Harrison-Hampton-Hammer combo is going to be awesome for them next year on a Jim Harbaugh team. Come on now. So I wonder, who are these three or four guys at the top of round two that so many teams over the next 20 picks are so desperate to get?
Why do I feel like I have a feeling it's going to be edge rushers?
It could be.
It feels
edge rushers.
Mike
there.
Green is still available. Some people thought he was a potential first rounder. Donovan, I can't pronounce his last
Ezeraku.
Name. There you go.
Ezeraku.
Out of Boston College is still available.
He's the guy I want the Patriots to get.
Yeah.
A local guy, so he has ties to the coaching staff with Billy O'Brien, Doug Marrone, all the connections. And then I didn't know this, 2-year captain there. They're building this culture and captains and leaders.
Yep.
And also, you know, 16 sacks doesn't hurt, the ability to get after the quarterback. I think he's a really interesting guy because I think he does check off the football fit and the culture fit. And then remember, in free agency, all the players they went after, they had a connection to. They knew him. He has that. He has the connection to the staff.
Let me ask you guys this question.
BC guy, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What position do you want the Patriots to take in this second round?
Wide receiver or edge rusher?
Running back.
Okay.
I think the running back room is...
Henderson's pretty good.
I'm telling you, 7 yards a carry. Touchdowns on like once every six carries. Doesn't put the ball on the carpet. Soft hands, good out of the backfield. I will love the Will Campbell pick that much more and push aside the Ashton Jeanty mayhem or disappointment.
If they get Scataboo?
Listen, I love supercharged Mike Allstott, and also he throws a beautiful pass. I just think that they're going to want to go with somebody.
Oh, you said Travion Henderson, right? Okay,
that's
gotcha. That's your guy. Gotcha.
My two offensive loves are Travion Henderson and Jalen Noel. When Brian Hoyer says, I think Jalen Noel is a tougher, faster version of Amon-Ra St. Brown, sold. Book it. Let's do it.
Yeah. So mine was, I like Henderson. Mike Green, I think, is a guy you just have to know the red flags, like the sexual assault issues in the past. You have to have a good
zero chance
on that.
That's why he's still available.
Yeah, that's why he's still available.
And the knees on Will Johnson, the Michigan cornerback?
Yep.
Will Johnson, yeah.
He's dropped. And then the guy I like at receiver is Jaden Higgins, the Iowa State, the bigger guy. And I did a little more research on him. 6'4", 4'4", 7 guy. Not elite speed, but an outside, like 50-50 ball, true outside presence. And I found out he was an elite basketball player. And I'm a big fan of basketball players that are pass catchers.
Yeah. Something to it.
I think there is something to that. And I think because there's a lot of these receivers that are sort of slot guys. You read 87% of his routes out of the slot, and you're like, there's a lot of those guys on this roster. I don't know that you need
to. Yeah, we need boundary receivers.
Yes, you need boundary receivers, and I think Jaden Higgins would be a guy that could absolutely fill that role on the outside. And but honestly, so that's I got four guys listed on my list. You guys probably have three or four guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you only got to get to 38. A couple of those guys could be available because
– oh, they'll be available.
We haven't mentioned the name that everybody wants to talk about across the NFL, Shedeur Sanders. I don't know how far he falls. I don't know if Cleveland with those two picks says, well, yeah, he wasn't worth a top five pick, but he's worth a second round pick. He's going to – I got to think he goes in the top of the first part of the second round, right?
You know who actually just weighed in on the Shedeur Sanders situation?
Dion.
Best president ever.
President Donald Trump.
No way. What did he say?
What did he say?
I literally have it right here.
Please read it in his voice.
No, I was just saying you got to do the impression of
it. He put it out on Truth Social, and it was aggregated by everybody.
He's going to call the NFL out, isn't he?
About 15 minutes ago. What is wrong with NFL owners? Are they stupid? Deion Sanders was a great college coach, college football player, and even greater in the NFL. He's also a very good coach, streetwise and smart! ! Therefore, Shedeur, his quarterback son, has all caps, phenomenal genes, and is all set for greatness.
Good stuff. He's
basically making the case for Shedeur based on his dad's attributes.
Absolutely. His dad's a good coach. His dad was a great athlete.
Right. So Shedeur must be good.
That's not how it works. There's been a lot of examples and named Peyton and Jordan and all these players that
this is only because
exactly
Deion supported him. If Deion wasn't a MAGA person, he would have the complete opposite opinion.
I know that.
Good point.
It still is interesting that he waited like he's worried about the Ukraine and tariffs and all this, but he's got time to weigh in on Shedeur Sanders getting screwed. And Ted and I were talking about that. Like, it did really rub me the wrong way, the sense of entitlement that somehow he's gotten screwed, that he deserved. This wasn't right. This shouldn't have happened, but I'll respond to it. What do you mean it shouldn't have happened? Yeah. There's 32 teams. They don't think you're good enough. They didn't decide to take you, so get back in line.
Deion's comments about Shedeur not getting drafted last night are confusing, but just – don't make sense. And honestly, I just think put Deion in a bad light. I do. I just don't like the way he handled it.
You want him out?
I wouldn't be upset if he was. But he just signed a 2-year extension though, or
Buffs
5-year alum, extension.
Deion must go.
We sold out to Deion. It's Colorado's Sanders University, baby.
So Fitzy, do you have running backs? Because I've seen a lot of mock drafts. Like we're talking about a running back in either the second or the third round. A lot of people are saying this draft is so deep at running back, you can wait till day three, and we've seen that in recent years. Bucky Irving was
this absolute smash for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, people have talked about Elliot Wolf. That was the line last night when he spoke to the season ticket members at the party at Gillette. He said this is a very deep running back class. So those of us that lust for a Travion Henderson who's going to go in the second round may not get their lust for home run hitting back sated because they may look to get a pass catcher like LaQuint Allen out of Syracuse maybe in the fourth or the fifth, or Caleb Johnson in the third or the fourth. Giddens is another one. RJ Harvey is another running back people think is going to be available end of tonight, early tomorrow. So I'm not setting myself up for disappointment there, but I think that kid's going to be an absolute star.
Yeah, I liked everything I saw and read from Travion Henderson. You know what the best thing I read was from his perspective in the backfield you're going to put him in on? Zero fumbles in 2023 and 2024.
Yes.
Went two full seasons at Ohio State, by the way, not exactly playing a questionable schedule. At Ohio State, he went two full seasons without fumbling. And if I'm a Patriots fan dealing with everything that you dealt with with Ramondre Stevenson last year. That's a great thing to add to the backfield. But I just have the feeling that because it is so deep, they're going to push that off to later. Oh, we can get that guy later. Edge rusher, wide receiver. We also haven't brought it up. A lot of people think they could target guard and add a guard to the interior offensive line.
Snooze fest.
Oh, sorry. If they take a guard.
You win in the trenches.
They take guards in the third and fourth round every year.
You got 500 guards on the effing team right now. We don't need another guard.
Enough with guards.
You don't love guards. You used to put your head under their chin and try to kill them.
But we love each other still. It was an odd dynamic, me and guards.
It was a mating ritual dance.
That's right, right.
617-779-7937. Giving out the phone number if you want to react to the Will Campbell pick. We spoke with Will Campbell a little bit earlier in the show. It was a fun conversation. He was fresh off his introductory press conference. We're going to replay that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.